The New England Economic Partnership is predicting that Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont will have the strongest economies among the six New England states, but most in the region will not return to pre-recession employment levels until 2015. Vermont Economy Newsletter publisher and economist Dick Heaps says the forecast is no surprise.
Because the U.S. economy as a whole has been growing sluggishly, and although we do expect it to pick up a little, it's still going to remain at a slow growth level. So the fact that the forecasters for all the New England states conclude that New England as a whole will grow at a slow rate is consistent with what the nation is doing.
Hugh Johnson Advisors chief economist Hugh Johnson agrees the New England economy will likely track the national economy.
It's not going to differ a whole lot. And the national economy, well, after expanding 2.2% in 2012, is likely to slow some to about a 2% pace in 2013. But it'll pick up a little bit from that number in 2014, and who knows about 2015. So positive growth, but again, sluggish growth held in check by all the things that have served as sort of real drags on the economy for a long time, and that's primarily consumers are choosing to try to reduce their debt loads as opposed to borrow and spend.
While the region overall will experience slow growth, Dick Heaps notes that there are differences in how the individual states will perform.
Connecticut and Rhode Island have, you know, unemployment rates of 9% and higher. They're doing very poorly. On the other hand, Vermont and New Hampshire have unemployment rates of about 5.5%. We're doing much better than the southern states have been doing. And also Massachusetts, Connecticut, bigger states, much higher income states, they have more at risk to any tax increases that may come down the line than the rest of New England has. So the impacts will not be the same across the region.
The Public Assets Institute in Montpelier assesses Vermont's fiscal policy. President Paul Cilo says while it is moving in the right direction, the governor should focus on the low and middle income when crafting state tax and budget policy.
We've had a growing problem with income inequality in Vermont. For 25 years before the recession hit, the share of income going to the top 1% of Vermonters tripled. And NEEP's forecast isn't encouraging on this point, because they're projecting that the new jobs going forward will be largely in the service sector, where wages are typically lower.
The predictions in the NEEP report assume no fiscal cliff. Economist Hugh Johnson.
I think, quite frankly, we're probably not going to go over the fiscal cliff. And those that wrote the report know that if things change very, very dramatically in Washington, then you're going to almost have to rewrite the report. And I think if it doesn't change dramatically, and I think that's a fairly reasonable bet, then this report will be very useful in planning for the years ahead. And I think the most important message of the report is that things are not going to get great in 2013. They might get a little better in 2014. We'll have positive economic growth. Employment conditions will improve. But we're not talking about leaps and bounds. We're talking about slow growth.
The New England Economic Partnership warns that if fiscal cliff negotiations are unsuccessful, New England could be hit harder than the nation as a whole because of its higher than average per capita income. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.